This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
New York Mets fan community has a few celebrities, some may say, one of which is our very own Tommy Lugauer. He's now the most hated man in the Met community because he'll tweet out irrational, positive stuff after horrible losses.
Keep doing you, Tommy. Keep doing you, bro.
And then you got Frank the Tank, who's also sometimes loved, sometimes hated. I think it's based on the way they're playing, who obviously is very negative about certain things.
Ryan Housley sucks.
So for the last few weeks and months, Frank has always been the first person to respond to Tommy's positive spin. And Frank, it feels, has gotten angrier and angrier as the days have gone by. And to me, last night, it came to a head. It came to a head when he challenged Tommy to a debate, which we have accepted and will occur in just a few minutes. But it also came to a head on Frank's live stream, where in the middle of just destroying the New York Mets, he decided to bring up Tommy Lugauer.
And he got this motherfucker, Tommy Lugauer. He's a motherfucker who just fucking loves losing. He is a piece of shit. He doesn't know what the fuck he is talking about. He'd rather go to a fucking rave. He doesn't even give a fuck. Positive vibes, there's no such fucking thing as positive fucking vibes.
So to me, the two things of him going to town on Tommy on the live stream, him challenging him to a debate, the time is now. This is WrestleMania 6. It has to happen. So joining us right now, he is a legend in the New York Met community. Unfortunately, he roots for the Dolphins too freaking bad. And that, of course, is the great Frank the Tank. Frank, we appreciate it. How you been, man?
I've been all right. It's a miserable. This has been one of the most miserable Met seasons I remember. The Dolphins are a dumpster fire. Embarrassment.
It's not a good sports moment for you, Frank. But it's not over.
The Devils, I think the Devils are still on vacation. Tom Fitzgerald, he doesn't even look like he I think he went on a tour of Antarctica.
Well, we always appreciate talking to you. So I think the fairest way to do this, first of all, you know, we can't curse. We appreciate your cursing, but here at The Fan, we cannot. You challenged him to a debate, so I want to give you one full minute to just get it out, how you feel about Tommy, the Mets, all your feelings.
Say hello first, Tommy.
Frank, how you doing?
All right.
You feeling positive there or no?
No, no positivity. Right. I'm actually wearing right now a Jacob deGrom jersey, anticipating fully a no-hitter tonight.
Well, you get a minute to get it off your chest, and then Tommy will get a minute to respond. And then after that, you guys can go back and forth. So I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Frank the Tank. Frank, the floor is yours, sir.
What this Met team is the just the worst team I remember. I've seen horrible Met teams with no talent have much more heart than this load of bums. This team has as much fight as that father last week who quickly handed the ball over to Karen. If anyone comes up to the Mets and says, we want to win, the Mets just hand it here. Here, kid. Go away. They have no grit. They haven't had a win where they've trailed in the ninth inning. You know what team did that last year? The White Sox, who lost 121 games. I mean, even the worst teams have comeback wins. This team has no comeback wins. Their bullpen's been a disaster. They blow games every day. They blew a 4-0 lead yesterday. Yesterday, their first team in the modern era of baseball to score 4 runs in the first inning and not get a base runner the rest of the game. In fact, I think they, like, every game ending was about, like, 7-pitch inning. This team has no heart, no grit, no soul. It's like they got rid of Jose Iglesias. He was the leader last year. He was the reason. This team has no heart, nothing. It's dead. It's dead, and it's going to be even worse. It's going to go worse from now on.
Does it bother you when Tommy says positive things after you watch a game like that?
Yes. Yes. Because positivity comes from fight. And this team never shows fight. It never shows heart. There's no heart on this team. This team has no pulse. Nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Nothing. It rolls over and dies. They just roll over. When's the last time they won a game where it was tied in the seventh inning? Where's the last time they won? If they fall down by 2 runs, it's over. They haven't had a comeback. They had, you know, that whenever it's a rain delay, they show this thing called Amazing Finishes.
Yeah.
Amazing Finishes 2025 is going to be about 5 minutes long.
That's a fair point.
No Amazing Finishes this year.
It is a fair point. Now, you heard a lot of truth and a lot of negativity from Frank. Tommy, would you like a rebuttal there?
I would. So one thing that's indisputable about this Mets, the 2025 Mets season, is every single time everybody, yourself included, Frank, and you lead the charge of the negativity, every single time you guys have thought this season was going to be over, the Mets have not let go of the rope. Every single time it looks like they're going to give up the wild card spot, they haven't. They have responded. They are one of the best teams in baseball at home. They're about to play 9 at home, starting tonight against Jacob DeGrom. Then they get the Padres, who are a loser franchise. Then they get the Washington Nationals, who are not a good team. They have been streaky offensively all season long, so you can't sit here, Frank, and tell me that they're not going to hit this series, they're not going to hit on this homestand, because they've been streaky. They have not hit recently, but I believe they will hit in this homestand. When you look at the 3 pitchers they're throwing out there, McClain, Sproat, Tong, this is our present and our future. This is a team that the manager came out and said he put it all on his shoulders, and I think that they will respond this weekend. They are not going to allow Jacob DeGrom to walk in there, have this big hoopla, all the dog and pony show, and stick it to the Mets. It's not going to happen, and I believe in this team from last year. We act like it was 10 years ago. They still have Lindor. They still have Pete. They have Soto, who's had a great season and has done well and had big moments in the World Series. Mark Vientos has stepped his game up, and he plays better in the big spot. They have guys that have risen to the occasion. And you brought up the stat, Frank. They have not won a game when trailing going into the ninth inning. That will change. It will change this month, and it will change in October, and that will be the story of this team. When they make a run in October, they will be the comeback kids. And all these losses in the ninth inning when they were trailing will feel like yesteryear when they're winning those games in the ninth inning.
Any response to that, Frank?
This is not the same team as last year. You got rid of OMG. Jose Iglesias replaced it with the Pink Pony Club.
Well, that's a great, first of all, Frank, that's a great song. I'm going to keep on dancing to the Pink Pony Club. It's a huge hit. I was just in Nashville a couple weeks ago. They played it 100 times.
It might be a huge hit, but okay. It just shows you everything that's wrong with modern music. Nobody actually plays musical instruments anymore.
Frank, I love Jose Iglesias. He's hitting about 220 for the Padres.
But he was a spiritual and emotional leader. He had this
Francisco
spark,
Lindor's
this
not a leader.
Energy.
Francisco Lindor's not
Harrison
a leader.
Bader. I mean,
come on.
They could have got him back instead. They get Cedric Mullins, who stands at the plate like this. I mean, he's got the worst.
Frank, no one was opining
body,
for Harrison
Bader. Body language of this team looks like they have quit. It looks like they're focused on going to Cabo next month. That's what this team looks like to me.
Frank.
This team has no comebacks, and Jacob DeGrom is going to shove it down their throats tonight. You watch it, and everyone knows it's going to be ugly. The Rangers are going to get a couple of runs, and the final score is going to be like 4-0. They're going to blow the game open. They're going to bring in Ryan Helsley, and he's going to get lit up. I think there's a better chance of a no-hitter tonight than the Mets winning.
Do you honestly
I honestly think Jacob DeGrom is going to go out there and just shut the Mets down. And he's nothing.
Yeah.
We look at these teams that have won some games against the Mets.
Let's try to
bring you some positivity. What's it going to take for you to believe again?
I'm not going to say it's going to happen. You know what they do?
What's it going to take?
There's no fight in this team. There's no. When's the last time the Mets got a little rally where
Frank
didn't have to get bit the ball hard.
Frank.
These other teams come in and they get these little doink hits. The Mets, everyone has to come up there and try to hit the ball out because that's the Eric Chavez philosophy. There's nobody fouling off pitches. They get 0-2 and it's over. And if it's a seventh inning and they're down one run, it's over.
When's the last time
the Mets even had close to a rally?
I mean, you're right about that. What I'm curious about, and I wrote this down, is you said about Tommy Lugauer, he doesn't want to win and he'd rather go clubbing than watch the Mets. Do you stand by that? Do you think he'd rather see the Mets lose?
I don't think you'd rather see the Mets lose, but you have to watch this team day in, day out, and see that this team has no heart. They mail it in. They mailed in Tuesday night's game. They mailed in Wednesday night's game.
Frank,
if they fall behind, it's over.
But Frank,
this team falls behind. They don't even fight. There's no fight in this team.
Frank. If the season ended today, answer me this question. If the season ended today, September 12th, would the Mets be in the postseason?
Yeah, but the season doesn't end today, so
they lost a couple games. No biggie. This is what I want you to do. Frank, six straight. After every loss, you're going to do me a favor here. We're going to work. I know this is like Batman and the Joker, and we're both going to exist in the Metaverse. When the Mets lose games, just say, no biggie. No biggie.
No, why? No, it is a biggie. It's a problem. They have not had any urgency.
What is your negativity to turn the team around?
They haven't let it go to rope.
Yeah, but your negativity doesn't turn.
The rope is out of their hands now.
Oh, no, it's not out of their hands now.
The Reds are playing the Athletics this weekend.
So what?
The rope is out of their hands. And they don't have the tiebreaker.
You know
why they don't have the tiebreaker?
They have the tiebreaker over the Giants.
It's the first game out of the All-Star break. They punted that game away, putting this bum Alex Carrillo on the mound.
All right, no biggie. You move on.
Shlomanaya. They punt it too many games away. And when you start punting games away,
Frank,
this is all Mendoza's fault.
Mendoza's in the postseason right now. They're in the He got to the NLCS last year in his first season.
I don't care.
Well, why don't you care, Frank?
He's done a terrible job this year.
I don't want to raise my voice.
One of the worst managerial jobs I've ever seen in one season.
Frankie.
And the fact that this team doesn't have any heart, any urgency, it goes back to him. He hasn't got this team fired up. Hey, how about still getting in somebody's face and telling someone to take accountability? Instead, we get Cedric Mullins going, and Luis Ano Acuna. You know, he made that great play last week. This would be an 8-game losing streak if that didn't happen. But he cannot hit. He is an automatic out.
Frank, and I heard you last night on your live stream. You said this team deserves to get booed. What exactly has booing ever done to turn a negativity into a positivity? What is all your screaming? What is all your ranting? What is all your raving?
What has your positivity done?
Frank, that's not true. Frank, last year when I started being
last
positive,
year's a whole different team.
They got to the NLCS, Frank, and right now they're sitting in the playoffs. Frank, what did your negativity do for years with the Mets? Explain that to me.
You had comebacks. That team came back many times last year.
Your negativity
has not had... One comeback. Not one. Not one.
The last
amazing
thing.
Finishes.
Okay.
Amazing,
so they're due. They're due. Frank, are they not due? They're
and that's
due.
That's the conclusion of amazing finishes 2025.
Okay.
They're due. What are you going to do about the rain delays next year? They had no amazing finishes this year.
Frank, they're due for an amazing finish. And
they
I would
are,
just.
No.
Frank.
It's September. It's over. They're dead. They are dead.
The last thing this fan base needs, and Evan could attest to this because he's around the same
prediction.
Is negativity, Frank. We've had enough negativity for decades. It's time to turn that around.
They've already been swept by Padres. They've already lost two series in the Nationals.
Yeah,
and
they're going to do it this week.
Come in red hot, like a bottle of fire.
So they're due to lose. The Rangers are due to lose, Frank.
2-7.
No biggie. It's a no biggie.
All
That's
right.
what you need to do
all
from
right.
now on.
Frank, out of curiosity, will you be in the building at all this weekend? When's your next Citi Field game?
Saturday. I'm going to Saturday's game.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming on, and hopefully the Mets will make the playoffs, and we can all give each other a big hug before that wild card game, all right?
Yeah, well, watch next year, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.